Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America, and welcome to the CEO Show. I'm Robert Reese, and our guest today is Aditi Jhaveri Gokhale. How are you?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for inviting me today.
Well, my pleasure. And Aditi is president of retail investments of Northwestern Mutual. Let's talk about what the company is, because it's 165 years and you have a different philosophy, and then you'll be fascinated to learn about her background.
So, Robert, you know, when you look at Northwestern Mutual, it is truly unique at its core. And why do I say that? It's because it's a mutual company. So what that means is that our company is owned by our policy owners. And we at Northwestern Mutual, we are in the service of our policy owners and our clients. So every profit that we generate, we do our best to give it back to our policy owners, which is very different from being a public company, which is owned by shareholders. You know, when you think about what our purpose is, we're a company that want to do the best when it comes to financial security for all our clients and for our policy owners. And this is really what drew me to the company, because my personal value system was very connected to the mission and the vision of the company, which is we exist to free Americans from financial anxiety. So, you know, that is very different from most companies. And today, if you think about employees or clients, they're truly looking for a purpose-driven company which goes beyond just selling products and services. And Northwestern Mutual, our culture, our mission is about a movement of delivering financial security to all Americans.
And in that, which is refreshing, you have a really unique background, and we'll get more and more into that. But one thing you're also involved in is your special venture fund. So you have a snapshot of what people are looking, how they grow their business, and how they don't grow their business. And in fact, I mean, you went from American Express, a major organization, to a sole practitioner. You've also worked in operations, in digital, in strategy, and CMO marketing. So from all of this, what advice do you have how companies can grow from smaller companies to large international companies?
My role at Northwestern Mutual is Executive Vice President. I'm the President of Retail Investments. I'm the Head of Institutional Investments. I'm also the Chief Strategy Officer. And part of that is I oversee what we call NM Future Ventures, which is a venture capital fund, about a $200 million venture capital fund. We invest in early stage companies that really want to bolster financial security. So I get to talk to hundreds of companies on a day-to-day basis in terms of helping them, first of all, make sure that their idea and the foundations are sound, because we want to invest in that company. But part of it is also giving them strategic advice on how to scale and to grow. That definitely comes from my years and years of experience working in Fortune 100 companies. But as you rightly said, there was a time after I left American Express where I, along with a few executives at American Express, we started our own company, which is around digital marketing and data analytics. And, you know, it's one of those actual success stories. It's got over 200 employees today. It's a global company. It's called iQuanti. And that truly helped me be in the driver's seat as an entrepreneur to figure out how do you start on day one and how do you scale a business with a sound idea, with investors who believed in us, but then also starting to learn all aspects of the business, whether it's marketing, whether it's digital product, whether it's technology, whether it's data analytics. It's that experience of working in Fortune 100 companies and also being an entrepreneur myself. I think that is what I brought to the table when I took my role at Northwestern Mutual.
And in terms of advice you've given, you've gone through so much. Talk about a challenge that you faced in your career and how you handled it.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to challenges, so first of all, you know, I'm a woman executive in corporate America, and often I am the only one sitting at the table that look like this, right? So that in itself is a little bit of a unique situation. I've had challenges where I've been passed over for promotions. I've had challenges where I haven't even been considered for roles where I felt that I had the right to at least apply for the role. But what I have told women and what I give myself personal advice is there's no point in losing heart or sleep over this, right? You've got to be steady. You've got to be persistent. You've got to show grit. And you've got to take one opportunity at a time. So that's something when women talk to me about navigating careers, that's sort of the experience that I share with them. But beyond that, some of the things that I tell them is, you know, you've got to work harder than everyone else. That's one. The second is you really want to take on assignments. And as I look back at my career, I've taken on assignments where others have been really frightened to take on. And for me, that has actually helped me stand out and move to the next level. The third is you really want to ask yourself, you really want to have creative solutions, you want to set a bold vision, and you want to ask insightful questions as you're navigating your career. And the last is you have to show measurable and meaningful progress and success year over year. So those are sort of the things that I brought to my role at Northwestern Mutual and even in my career at NM. And even before that, I think these are the things that have really helped me succeed.
When you talk about show the progress, how do you communicate that? Because you have also a marketing background to boot.
Yeah, it's not about a marketing background and or communication. It's really around, as a leader, how do you, first of all, develop a vision? How do you rally your employees? And by the way, your peers, how do you collaborate with them? So to me, you know, measurable success really starts from how do you set yourself up as a leader? And for me, setting yourself up as a leader is not about myself. It's actually about the team that I manage. So the first thing is you want to set a bold vision. You want to set some pretty strong targets, but you want to get buy-in from your team. That is extremely important. And when I say team, it's not just about the people who you manage. It's people in your cross-functional environment. It's your peers. You want to collaborate because at Northwestern Mutual, we are not siloed at all. Every single project, every single initiative, it is a cross-functional initiative. So you've got to get alignment from them. The next thing you want to do is you want to set those targets and benchmarks, and you want to make sure you can show that you're moving the needle. But through that journey, Robert, you also want to celebrate the small and the large wins. And by the way, you also want to applaud the calculated risks that employees take. Employees will fail. I will fail. You absolutely have to applaud as long as they're calculated risks. And then the last thing is, you know, It's not about the experience around marketing and digital product and finance. That comes through just being on the job. But I think as a leader, the one thing I feel that I'm probably a little unique is I lead with humanity. And what that means is that is especially true, Robert, when it comes to what we've gone through during the pandemic and the post-pandemic. So leading with humanity is bringing your authentic self to work. Being, in my case, uber transparent. Talking about the challenges, me personally as a woman, multitasking, balance, all of this, but having those candid conversations with your employees builds trust. And what that does is when it builds trust, it creates happy employees and it increases productivity.
I love this leading with humanity. You've about a minute before a commercial break. Give one quick example of how you did that.
Well, I can give you several examples. Everybody knows what's going on in my life. I talk about my 14-year-old, about, you know, his tennis games, whether he's got a science project, whether I've got to go for a doctor's appointment. I'm very open about it. Everyone can see my calendar. They know exactly what's going on in my life. I'm not hiding behind saying, you know, I have a dentist appointment and actually going for a show at my son's school. So that is being transparent because all of us have to create a balancing act in life and we have to be real about this.
What advice do you have to young people on what they need to do to succeed?
That's a great question, Robert. I think the advice I would give is, as I think about my first role at American Express, you know, the foundation of starting and management consulting and really getting experience with the strategy, with marketing, with technology, being able to interact with C-suite executives through my project work at Booz Allen, I think really helped me take that first corporate job at American Express. Having said that, you know, I think I'm a big believer of and that's what I think management consulting taught me. In any new job, in the first 3 months, you really need to understand and study the industry to feel confident that you can ask the right questions. So I think that's what I always do in any role, whether it's my first role, and I did that with American Express too. But then after that, I think it is also sort of making sure that you have a team, a really good, talented team that will support your vision. Because as a leader, I think I'm a big believer that you've got to set the vision and the direction, and then your team has to work with you to deliver that.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that balancing act, because I think Aditi has a background that has more elements than, I mean, I've interviewed 1,000 CEOs. I can't remember anyone who has as many elements as Aditi comes with. So we're going to talk about balance in life, and then we're going to talk more about advice to women. Back in a few.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Robert Reese here. I want to invite you to join us on April 21st for our annual CEO Summit, our biggest gathering of the year, featuring transformative CEOs of some of America's best-run companies discussing the most critical issues facing businesses today. Here's some of the speakers who will be there. David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue, talks about the coming reinvention of travel. Deepak Chopra will talk about CEO's role in creating a new world ecosystem. And there will be more than a dozen other top CEOs in discussions about how to transform the global supply chain, navigate the Russian-Ukraine war, and deal effectively with cybersecurity. Above all, it's a chance to go behind the scenes and observe how top CEOs communicate and to gain new insights. This is a unique opportunity afforded to the listeners of my CEO show. And if you're a CEO or president, there's actually no charge to attend. All you have to do is click right through to ceoshow.com to sign up for the events. That's ceoshow.com for an amazing opportunity to watch from behind the curtains at our annual CEO Forum Summit, April 21st, 11 a.m. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. And as we're speaking with Aditi, you have a different background than almost anyone I remember, from working for Fortune 50 companies to starting your own very successful company, to working in digital, to working in marketing and strategy and operations, financial services, managing, I think, what's it, $500
billion? $570 billion.
Well, you keep growing. So here's the question. With all of those things and your unique leadership philosophy, what is the secret to really balancing your life?
So, you know, my answer may be a little different, but I'm going to go for it because that's my personal philosophy. I think balance is a state of mind. Balance is not about working 9 to 5 and then 5 to 8, and it's not about scheduling and coordinating. Of course, the assembly line for any working mom has to work, but it's about a state of mind. And that state of mind is you've got to ask yourself, and I always ask myself, what are my sources of happiness? And my sources of happiness are about 3 or 4 things. I want to work at a company that truly, truly empowers me to do my job and bring my authentic self to work. Check. And that's the company that I work for, Northwestern Mutual. And it really is connected to my personal values. So that's one. That's a source of happiness. The second is being able to spend quality, not quantity, but quality time with family and friends. And I'm allowed to do that. I'm able to do that, whether it is, as I mentioned to you before, whether I can just go and visit my son's tennis match or go for, you know, there are no hard and fast rules. So that's the second thing. And I think the third thing is about to be able to really enjoy the journey of life. And I constantly want to make sure I'm enjoying that journey. That to me, if I'm able to do those three things from a sources of happiness perspective, I feel I've got good balance.
So let's take this balance and expand it into the culture. What are the secrets to selecting great talent and maintaining the talent, especially in a talent war we're in, and building this culture?
So I think at the end of the day, we all know that there is a talent war. And when I have looked at talent and I've seen the talent that has succeeded the most at Northwestern Mutual, it is not just about compensation. It's not about money. It is about really a great culture. And we take pride in building an exceptional culture, which is why we already have a great culture we've had for 165 years. But one of the things that I'm personally passionate about and take a lot of pride is being the executive sponsor for the Women's Platform. And why? Because I want to make sure when it comes to women, Northwestern Mutual is the place, the best company for women to join, to stay, and to grow. So for me, when you think about talent, especially when you think about women, and, you know, what they're going through right now post-pandemic, we want to make sure that they are in a culture where they can be themselves, where they feel empowered, where they have the right job opportunities, where they have a voice to change the culture if needs to be. So to me, the good talent is looking for that. Of course, they're looking to get well paid. And I think the third thing is they're looking to get a diversity of experiences within their job. We encourage our rising stars, as we call them within the company. We encourage them to take on new roles. You don't have to stay in one function and be in that one function. We've had, I mean, look at me myself, right? I started in marketing. Then I'm heading corporate strategy. Now I'm overseeing retail and institutional investments. We encourage our talent to move and get those experiences.
Yeah, it's exactly your original advice was take on more assignments, and that's what's taking place there.
Right, and get out of your comfort zone. I'm a big believer of being a little bit uncomfortable at all times, because that's how you learn and that's how you grow.
And how do you coach and mentor people when they're getting out of their comfort zone?
Right. So, you know, I do a lot of formal and informal mentoring. And one of the things I'm always a big proponent of pushing yourself when it comes to growing. It's not about, you know, going from an assistant director to a director. It's about getting those experiences. That's what's most important. So when I mentor, I always tell people, women, men, don't think about the title. Think about the experience you're getting, because if you truly can push yourself, that experience is going to count in the future. So that's one. Women especially, Robert, you know, we know, and I don't mean to stereotype, but there's a lot of research about this, that women have a lack of confidence. There is a fear of judgment. And so one of the things I have to tell women is that you've got to talk yourselves into a situation. Most often when women are speaking to me and when I'm mentoring them, they're like, well, I don't think I should take this job. I don't think I should be taking on this project. Women tend to talk themselves out of situations. And I'm always telling them to talk themselves into the situation. I can do this. I may not succeed, but that's okay. I will learn through that. So that's sort of part of the advice I give women, both formally and informally.
And when you talk about talking people into something, mm-hmm. you were just 17 years old with only $150 in your pocket, and somehow you talked yourself into getting on an international flight, coming to MIT. Right. Describe what you learned from there, and then we've just about 2 minutes left for this part of the interview.
So you know, when I think about that, I think it starts with, you know, being born and raised in Mumbai in a very close-knit middle-class family, where I got a lot of support and encouragement from my parents, my sister, and from my extended family. So I think that foundation was really strong. They truly encouraged me to take risks. And I think that was what led me to apply to MIT. I got in. I got $150 in my pocket. My extended family, in fact, financed my one-way ticket, my food and clothing. I put it into two large suitcases, and I took my first international flight to Boston's Logan Airport.
And there you have it. One sentence of final advice to women who want to succeed. And I know what that advice is. Join Northwestern Mutual. But other than that, what advice?
Absolutely. I think one advice I would give is eye on the sky, feet to the ground. That's what my dad always tells me. Reach for the stars, but just be humble about it.
And there you have it. Aditi, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. It was truly an amazing conversation.
And remember, everyone, lead with humanity. How wonderful an idea is that?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Paul Jacobson. How are you, Paul?
Fine. How are you, Robert?
Good. And Paul is the co-founder and CEO of Thorn Health Tech, which is a really interesting business that, in a sense, is reinventing the concept of wellness. We'll talk later on about why he left Goldman Sachs and a conversation that led to the founding and tremendous growth of the organization. But let's start off. I know you've like 300 SKUs. Talk about what the business is today.
Thorn Health Tech is a company that is vertically integrated across multiple platforms. So we do all of our own manufacturing in South Carolina of high-grade nutritional supplements. We've built a platform called Longevity that runs around a model of testing and then teaching or educating consumers about their health and then treating them with products. And this is all run through a big artificial intelligence and machine learning platform that we use to inform both our consumers and helps us make better products.
When you're talking about personalized, we have things like precision medicine, which AI is driving forward. How do you use AI specifically so you customize things on wellness?
We rely on a series of tests, starting with something like biological age, where we measure your biological versus your chronological age versus using blood. So it's a blood testing methodology. And we have the data on about 3,500 people that shows if you can reduce your biological versus your chronological age, you have a good chance of lowering your risk for chronic disease later in life. We also use microbiome testing. So it's a relatively new field. It's gut health test. It traditionally has relied upon testing with a fecal sample. We have patented and are launching a microbiome wipe that will change the user experience and be able to tell people a great deal about not only what's going on in their gut, but how it might relate to things such as brain health or potentially down the road working with pharma companies in cancer. We're also focusing on brain health, which is going to be a series of blood tests, genetic tests, and a cognitive test taken on the internet. And we through machine learning, the results improve along the way. And as more and more patients or customers enter into the arena, and then it allows us not only to personalize the information that we give them about their health, but also allows us to make better and better products and broaden our portfolio along the lines of personalization. So it's very similar to what they're trying to do in the pharmaceutical market as well.
Really interesting. And you have a network of, I believe, about 45,000 physicians you work with. Talk about how that comes into play, how people do the tests, and how you gather the information. Let's say if someone listening in is saying, oh, I want to do this myself.
The United States has its own regulatory environment that operates almost state by state. So in 47 states, a consumer can go online and order one of these tests for themselves. The results are then read by a medical professional and then released back to the consumer on our internet site on thorn.com. Another way we do this is through an ordering physician. So because you're right, we have about 45,000 physicians who are our clients. They can order these tests and have them shipped either to their patients or to their offices, and they can administer the tests from there. In the case of the doctor, though, they like to review the results and use our site as well to help them deliver more personalized or better information to their patients.
So let's look forward. You've obviously done a lot of breakthrough work on this in changing all of the supplemental world and creating healthier people. What do you see in the landscape changing of wellness over the next decade?
Our mission, we always say, is to bring the same level of scientific rigor to the natural product or natural health space as you typically see in pharma or biotech. That's really been our mission for the last 10 or 12 years, is to really ramp the level of science. And I think that over time, and especially since your audience is CEOs and people that do run companies, the area of wellness is going to be, I think, more and more important to their employee population on a going forward basis. I think that you see a lot of companies now who are working with various other entities, other companies, to try to design some sort of a package for their health that oftentimes is very short-term in its results. So in other words, companies tend to focus on the short-term cost to see if something can be improved. So for instance, if you can reduce diabetes, which is one of the things, if you're looking at a type 2 population, you can reduce through lifestyle changes. But we tend to focus on things on the entire population of the company, as an example, because we think there's a lot more benefit to getting deeper and more personalized and to offering our solutions, which will lead to much happier and healthier employees long term. And I think it helps differentiate companies in terms of its competitive, their competitive landscape. So for instance, our customer base has traditionally not been the corporate wellness area. But we have begun putting offerings together, and the companies that tend to move into our arena quickest are those who are most progressive in long-term thinking about their employee populations.
And speaking with CEOs every day, I can agree with you completely that CEOs are highly concerned about the health of their people. It's not just for productivity. It's about doing the right thing. I wasn't as aware of your B2B side of the business. What types of companies are you working with on a B2B side, and do you have entire platforms that you work with for them to improve the population health overall?
The B2B side of our business kind of falls into multiple areas, but two in particular that would kind of hit the areas you spoke of. We are beginning to build a corporate wellness offering that is very targeted at progressive companies who really do care about the health of their employees, or they actually need to use it as a competitive move against. So, for instance, a number of our clients tend to be Silicon Valley based, where the competition for talent is extreme. The other area is we're working with a number of CPG and pharma companies who are looking to use our AI platform and the data that we've gathered to help them make better products. So I'll give you an example. There's a big consumer product company that sells acne medicines, and they've been looking for ways to improve upon the products themselves and make them more efficacious, and they've been using our longevity screening platform to help them improve upon their products.
I want to talk about workplace efficiency for a minute, because you mentioned what you learned at Goldman Sachs and about the culture there, and that now you really focus just on hiring the best talent. Tie in for everyone, because CEOs are all very focused on their culture. Any insights you have about workplace efficiency, things that have worked, that haven't worked, advice that you have?
If there's one thing I learned at Goldman, it was to hire good people, and don't be afraid to hire people. Make sure you try to hire people that you think are smarter than you are. And it really does, it's easy to say, but it takes a mindset, and you need to park your ego at the door when you're going to do it. So we're very picky about who we hire. I'm a big believer in hiring young people. I think there's a time for experience, but if you really want to build a culture, I think you need to hire young people as close to out of school as you can possibly get them, reward them well, make sure they get equity in ventures, and it's the best way to retain people. So we've had virtually no turnover in the management team over the last 10 years because we followed that policy. And then from a corporate standpoint, we tell our people that we run the company for the employees first. I know that it's popular to say you run a company for your customers, and it's critical that you listen to your customers, in my view, but you can't let them lead your business, because new trends, new things happen way ahead of the consumer. And I think you have to focus on hiring the best people and then running the company for them so they're happy and motivated, because they're going to lead you to the future.
And what is the impact really on communities? Now we're talking about business, let's shift to communities.
If I'm right about this, one of the things that's going to take hold within corporations is instead of going top down, I think companies are going to begin to look at a bottoms up approach. So in other words, I think employees are going to begin to drive the demand for the products and the offerings that they want companies to give to them, versus a company simply saying, we're going to make everybody get an annual blood test.
So we're about to take a break now. Anyone who wants to find out more about Thorne Health Tech, what is a website they would go to?
Thorne.com would be the easy and obvious place, and you can also look at longevity.com if you're into reading about more of the science.
This is Robert Griese on the CEO Show. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Paul. We'll find about the shifts, more about the future of wellness, and we'll find out why he made the jump. Back in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Paul Jacobson, who's the co-founder and CEO of Thorne Health Tech. And right now we're talking about the model. And you came from Goldman Sachs, major position there, and instead of retiring, you decided to start Thorne. And I think it was based on a conversation you had. Walk me through your thinking process of what you did and how you came up with that.
It kind of began when I became a private investor in a biotech company that was working on cancer and AIDS solutions, trying to find new drugs. And the company made the decision to go public, and I became the co-chairman with the former CEO of one of the top five pharma companies. And as we built our relationship, I began to question whether drugs were actually outperforming certain more natural products. And I was noticing that, you know, really good business people in the pharma area were able to take products that barely did outperform a natural product and turn them into multi-billion-dollar drugs. And this particular colleague, when I questioned him about that, kind of snapped back at me that, "You think you're so smart, go start a natural product company." And he was very bright, and I asked him why. And he said, "Because I think the products work, pharma hates them, and I think if you were to really spend the time collecting the data to show that they are efficacious, you might really have something, because consumers would much prefer to take a natural product approach to living a longer and healthier life." And that's really how I got involved. I hooked up with somebody that was chief of operations at Bristol-Myers Squibb at the time, and we got involved in Thorne.
And there you have it. And what was the biggest challenge you had and lesson you learned to bring it over the hump to where you've had the success that you've had today?
A tremendous amount of humility, to be honest with you. There were so many things that I went into this not knowing that I didn't know. I think for those that choose to switch careers in their 50s, and there's a lot of people that do that now, I think you do have to humble yourself. You have to start reading voraciously about things you had no idea about before. And that's really what I've done. And I think in combination with that and hiring really smart young people, which is something that, you know, I spent a lot of time doing at Goldman Sachs, has really helped us to blossom as a company. So it's really been more the people I've hired versus me, and that's led to our success.
We're going to talk about those people, but I just want to jump into what you said before about not knowing. There's a Mark Twain quote that I know you've told me you love and use a lot. Could you tell everyone what that is and why it's so important to you?
I don't have the quote exactly in front of me, but it goes something like, it ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. And I think that is something I've tried to live by in my business career, that try not to set your mind, don't get too caught up in what you think you know. Really try to humble yourself and figure things out, working with people and getting different views.
When you talk about hiring young people, It's a great idea. You build them, you build equity ultimately. They're loyal to you and they're bought into everything. How can you tell when you interview a young person that that could be the right person that will fit within your culture, that will succeed?
I don't have a magic formula. What I try to do is follow a methodology of interviewing that does not rely on magic questions or gotcha questions or trying to make them figure things out to see whether they're smart or not. I think we're pretty good at figuring out whether somebody's smart, but we really try to have a number of different people involved in the interview process. So there's a real collaborative effort in hiring people. And then after the interview process takes place, we sit down and analyze whether we want to hire the person ourselves. I can't tell you how many times I've liked somebody that some members of my team disagreed with me on, and we didn't hire that person, and vice versa. So we tend to battle it out over people, and it's a very open and frank discussion. And that is what worked for us at Goldman, and it's worked for us at Thorne as well.
Let's now talk about the future. So you started Thorne, you had a merger, you went public, and this is all within like 12 years. I mean, it's very, very fast. What do you see as the future of health and well-being, and what is the role that Thorne is going to play going forward in driving that?
I expect that people are going to live longer based on advances in science. And I think if that's true, then people are going to want to live healthier for longer. So our company is very focused on healthy aging. And that means trying to build a relationship with our customers at a relatively young age. And then as they age, trying to help them get through various things in their life, various challenges with our products and our testing, such that they can live a healthier life for longer. We're not focused on making longevity claims. I think ultimately, if there are major advances in longevity, so in other words, people start living to 120 years old, there will be pharmaceutical approaches that probably lead the way. But I think we can be very much a part of living healthier for longer. And the reason why I believe that is the data that we're collecting from blood and microbiome and some of the brain health research we're doing shows that we can make a meaningful impact on people's health over the long term, and that we can do it with a natural approach, and that means lifestyle. So it's supplementation, it's the way you eat, it's the way you exercise, and it's safe. So, for instance, there are drugs now that the pharma industry, through doctors, are experimenting with. Simple things like metformin or rapamycin that might indicate or give people a chance to live a bit longer. We look for analogs to those things in the natural product space and try to focus on the safety as well as the efficacy. So in other words, if you're taking certain products that we make, you can be on them for your entire life and not suffer through, not have a risk of side effects.
There you have it. Paul, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert.
And everyone listening in, think about two thoughts. When you're hiring people, you could use a collaborative model where you involve a lot of people in the interviewing just to make sure that you get the right people. And the second thing is, every now and then in life, you'll have a conversation where someone will throw you a challenge and they'll say, well, why don't you start that industry? When you get thrown that challenge, maybe you just go for it. Robert Reese signing off on the CEO show, where our goal is to democratize CEO wisdom to elevate business, the economy, and society.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.